Simon, an art auctioneer played by James McAvoy, risks his life to hide a Goya painting from a gang.
Stop right there.
Frank, the gang leader, hits Simon on the head, and Simon loses his memory from the blow. But Frank does not believe Simon suffers from amnesia and tortures him to make him talk. Gradually, he realizes that Simon is telling the truth and takes him to a hypnotist to help him remember.
So I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine you're in an elevator.
The hypnotist is the seductive Elizabeth Lamb, played by Rosario Dawson.
Going down.
In the beginning, the characters and their connection to each other appear straightforward. Simon is the victim, Elizabeth his advocate, and Frank the villain.
A lot.
But Danny Boyle says there is nothing formulaic about trance.
From every character's costumes, the sound, the music, the locations, the style of the filmmaking, everything is there to seduce you, as though you are sitting in the chair about to be hypnotized. There might be more than one story you should listen to here. And the delight of the film is who to trust.
It's a sum of everything we've ever done.
You put that memory there. It's not real.
Trance resembles Inception, which came out in 2010. But in Christopher Nolan's blockbuster, the main characters build subconscious worlds for corporate espionage. The characters in Trance have fractured memories and broken personalities. They are not who they appear to be.
Was I hypnotized?
It's a lovely, multi-layered sweet box, really, which is all designed to lure you in, and then you have to contribute to the puzzle of the film.
Danny Boyle likens Trance to a film noir, where the central character is a mysterious, alluring woman, and there is no clear villain or hero.
So where's she gone? Huh?
Don't try to get away, Simon, not after all this.
Although Danny Boyle's Trance is not as gripping as his Oscar-winning Slumdog Millionaire, it reflects its creator's lively, over-the-top personality. It mesmerizes and entertains.
Yes, been using you from the start, Simon.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.